Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 21, I think. Is it 21? I'm not sure. But we here though, okay? This is a podcast about better parenting. The focus this season is children's education, this education system in the United States. It is in need of repair, okay? But what I want to talk about today is something we have not been able to repair from, which is the fact that kids today are still behind from the COVID disruption regarding their education. So do y'all remember COVID in the United States, early 2019? Schools and daycares closing. I do. At first, I was like, okay, how am I supposed to go to work when the schools are closing and the daycare is closing? Where are the girls going to be? How am I going to pay bills? And it just snowballed me into having to think of, how do I keep the girls on track even though they cannot be in school? How do I keep the girls on track even though they cannot be in daycare, right? And I had to teach my kids at home. But teaching my kids at home was not a new thing because I always had posters on their walls. I always had number magnets on the refrigerator, letters. We always had books in there for the girls. And doing math cards was a normal thing. So it wasn't really a hard transition for them. I was out of work. I was getting stipends from the government. I didn't have to pay my rent, and I was getting my groceries delivered. I was staying in place, unlike most people, and it wasn't really much I needed to do, so I could spend the time to read to them. I could take the time to do math problems, puzzles, workbooks. I always had workbooks in the house. And I think what COVID did for a lot of parents who were not prepared to have to teach their children at home is make them realize that I've been depending too much on this education system to teach my child. There is nothing really in my house for my children, except toys, their bed, their clothes, right? And that shouldn't be a thing. You should always have certain things in your home to teach your child, to ignite their development. And so right now, kids are behind in math 70% of where they're supposed to be. And kids are 30% behind in reading. We have high schoolers reading on a third grade level. We have high schoolers reading on a third grade level in the United States. We have kids in middle school not being able to comprehend what they read. We have kids who are in elementary school still struggling two grades behind of where they're at, and teachers cannot fail them. Even the grading scale has gone way down, and they're forced to pass work that isn't passing. And that's going to create a weight of exhaustion when these kids graduate and go into the world and we can't even depend on them in the workplace. We can't even depend on them to explain a bill to us. We can't even explain to us what we're purchasing or what are the rules for this contract, because they probably can't read it. So that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about why the kids are behind from COVID and what needs to be done to get them on track. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. There was a huge setback in 2022 to 2024 in kids learning. Kids sleeping online when they're supposed to be in class, the hyperactivity the parents were aloof about because they didn't have to really deal with their kids throughout the day like teachers did, not being able to truly identify what their kids' needs are because they don't spend enough time with them was revealed during COVID. And parents were not mentally ready to be with their children hands-on like that during COVID. Home learning was not prepped. There was no kids' books in the house. There was no kids' workbooks in the house. There were no sharpened pencils. There wasn't a sharpener. There wasn't markers. There wasn't coloring books. It wasn't activity time. There was no structure. Even wives and husbands were spending more time together for the first time in years because the workspaces at that time kept them separate. Right. And so we had a lot of kids who were using school as the escape to be safe at home when it comes to DV or SA. And now the kids are in the homes with the person that might be harming them, trying to learn, trying to read, trying to do their math, trying to stay on track. I was doing flashcards with the girls. I was making up words that a third grader should know, words that a first grader should know. We were going over states and capitals. We were going over countries. I had maps in their room. I was taking them to the park sometimes during the day. I refused to have that COVID time be a time for them to get behind. And if you were not a parent who had that focus, yes, I'm not surprised that your child is still behind from COVID that happened years ago. Parents looked at school as a self-break, and that's the reality of it. A lot of parents looked at school as, thank God I have a babysitter. Thank God I don't have to deal with them. I remember all the parents in Georgia who were outside picketing and mad that the teachers weren't at the school and their kids couldn't go. The reality is, if you thought you were going to have a child that you didn't have to teach, you should never have became a parent. Because teaching starts at home with that child's parents, with that child's family members. Some kids live with their grandparents. Some kids live with their aunts. Some kids live with their uncles. Some kids live with their oldest sibling because of other factors that were involved. But as the adult in the household with young kids, you are the person who has the say. You are the person that tells them how much time they have on the game, how much time they need to set aside to read. Go get a book and come read out loud to me for 30 minutes. If you had your child reading a book out loud for you for 30 minutes, at least five times per week, you would have seen where your child's trouble areas are. The issue was, COVID revealed for a lot of parents that they were not parenting. COVID showed a lot of parents that, oh, I really need to work with my child on this because it looks like they're having a hard time. If you are not ready to be better and be hands-on and teach kids, do not become a parent. You had to minimize TVs being in your child's room. You had to check on their work, read it back to them so they know why it doesn't make sense, why it's wrong. Study with them, teach them how to study. Make sure they have resources. And the resources that children need in a home when you're raising them properly is clean plain paper, lined paper, drawing paper, markers, crayons, pencils, pens, rulers, a dictionary. How many households today that have one child or multiple children have a children's dictionary? A lot of people are dependent on Google. A lot of people are dependent on going onto a search engine, putting in a word as close as you can do it, and even if it's wrong, it'll autocorrect it and giving you a definition. When a lot of kids do not know how to research, a lot of kids do not know how to best sound out a word, look in the dictionary for part of it, and then skim down the line because of alphabetical order and find that word. That is a skill. If you cannot have a problem or have a question and find it in text, comprehend what you're looking for and find it spelled out on paper, we have major problems than you being able to say a word and Google do it for you. We're giving a machine too much power, right? And so make sure you get a children's dictionary. Make sure you get a thesaurus. Make sure your kids know what the difference is. Make sure your kids understand that if you do not know what a word means, do not use it. If you want to know what a root word is, this is how you figure out what the root word is. If you only know the spelling of part of the word, get as close to it as you can. Go here in the dictionary, look down, and you'll find the word that you're looking for in the correct spelling. If we don't teach our kids that, they'll never look to figure it out themselves. You have to check in with their teachers, no matter what, but especially during COVID. I was in conversation with both of their teachers. I was knowing what time she had to be logged in, when her break was, what she needed to work on. I was taking pictures of her paperwork that she was doing in the house that I had to upload so she could get credit. I was making sure Anya was on track. So if you go into your kid's room, they should have a few things in order to make sure they can learn at home also. They should have a desk. They should have toys. They should have a bed. They should have a chair that they can sit in. They should have books that are for them that they're interested in. Paper, a dictionary, clothes, different colors that they can see and identify, puzzles, and maybe, yes, some technology, but don't make their room technology based. Don't do that to them because you're not giving their minds motivation and space to develop itself, right? Another thing that parents need to do to make sure that kids could get better from the time we had COVID is make sure that you're keeping up with your child's routine. They should have a routine where they know what to do when they get up. They know what to do after they are done with the bathroom. They know where their clothes are. They know that each drawer is for a certain thing. They know where they need to be at a certain time. They know when their break is over. They know when it's time to take a nap. They know when it's time to get up. They know how to properly put on their socks, put on their shoes, tie their shoes. There's a lot of kids right now who are in middle school that do not know how to properly tie their shoes. There's a lot of kids right now, almost in the fifth grade, who are still struggling with properly tying their shoes. These are life skills. There are kids in the third grade who do not know how to zip up their jacket. That is a life skill. They don't know how to button their shirt. That is a life skill. Stop doing everything for your kids when they should be spending the time learning how to do it themselves. A safe space allowed kids to learn their best. So if a lot of kids were at home during COVID and they didn't feel safe, I understand why. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loudmouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shambi Potten on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipotten.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shambi Potten spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. They were not learning. If you don't feel safe, learning is the last thing you're trying to do. You're trying to survive. If it's too chaotic in your house, the last thing you're trying to do is sit down and do a worksheet or read a book because you cannot concentrate. Parents were not involved or comfortable teaching their kids during COVID, so a lot of them didn't do anything. A lot of them didn't wake their kids up for class. A lot of them just figured, oh, they'll figure it out later. A lot of teachers are trying to figure it out, but they can't. One, they can't get a lot of these kids under control in the classroom. Two, there's so many kids on different levels of learning in one classroom. So parents are sending their kids to school. They're getting the attendance credit, but the kids are all learning on different levels, and there's no time to catch a kid that's behind up. And instead of correcting that, instead of working with that, instead of putting kids academically where they are, learning wise and understanding wise, they are being passed to the next grade. They are being pushed along. They are given extra work to make that F look like a D, and that's passing. That's a problem. That's a problem. A lot of the kids are reading on the same reading level they were reading during COVID. That's a problem. A lot of kids are still struggling with basic math skills. That's a problem. If you are struggling with subtraction and addition, you're not going to understand multiplication and division. If you are struggling with multiplication and division, you're not going to understand long division. You're not going to understand things being in the hundreds place. If you don't know how to count money, you're not going to be able to tell me what this ending number is with a comma in it. If you don't understand decimals and fractions, you're not going to understand how to explain something to me because you don't know how to describe it. Kids need to know the basics. And if your child is behind and you know your child is behind, stop waiting for a teacher to recognize it. Because that's like waiting for a teacher to recognize that out of the 30 kids that they know, that they have, that they teach, you're waiting for them to find at least 8 or 10 of them not on the proper learning level. Okay? There's not enough semesters to ignore your children during a school year. The behavior issues from not having any boundaries at home are now in the classroom. The kids do not know how to focus. The kids still prefer isolation and screen time over learning one-on-one, over showing their work on paper. A lot of kids hate showing their work. And showing their work is how the teacher gets to see how they're thinking or where they're messing up. So we have to get back to teaching our kids at home. I know you work longer hours. I know you have a longer commute, but you have to take at least 30 minutes out of your day when you work outside the home to come home and ask your child, what are you working on in class? Look at the math work. Ask them why they're choosing that answer. Ask them how did they figure out the answer to that question. Figure out how they're learning. Figure out how they're thinking it through. We cannot think that our kids are going to learn everything they can and everything they need to from the classroom. That is an illusion. So if you are not involved like you need to be involved, if you are waiting for someone to catch your child up in reading, you are losing. If you are waiting for somebody to catch your child up in math, you are losing. If you are waiting for someone to show your child how to sound out words and find them in a dictionary, you are losing. If you are waiting for a teacher to figure out how to pass your child because they don't understand something, and they're telling you they don't understand something, but you're not figuring out how to learn what they don't understand so you can help them, you're losing. And you're going to be a part of the reason why your child is also going to lose. The children are behind from COVID because parents didn't show up in the ways that they needed to. And a lot of parents were not prepared to be the first person that their children were going to come to for learning. Parents dropped the ball. It wasn't teachers. It wasn't the government. Parents dropped the ball. We've been leaning too much on school to get our kids through. Okay? That's my thought, and I'm sticking to it. And unfortunately, there are more kids behind now than they were during COVID because, quite frankly, I'm not surprised why the teachers don't want to be in that classroom. It is hard trying to get 24 students under control so you could teach a lesson. When I went to school, it used to be like, okay, you have like two troublemakers in a class. Now there's like 15 or 18. You probably have five students that actually listen to you and do the work. So many kids are not turning in work. So many parents are not answering emails, signing the forms that your child has this failing grade. Talk to me. Set up a Zoom. These are my hours. Y'all are not caring like you claim you are. And it's showing. It's revealing. Hello, Steve.